Back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs,
the voice of the Tesh.
Phone lines are open. Reach out and touch Jeff at 367-1240.
Twenty-five minutes after 10 o'clock, Jeff Boggs back with you. My pleasure on Wednesdays, opposite of city council meetings, basically every other Wednesday. Mayor Pro Tem Dan Doyle joins us in with us today. How are you doing, sir?
Good to be here, Jeff.
Good. No meeting since we spoke, but certainly a few things to talk about, things going on in and around the neighborhood, including the upcoming meeting. Not sure if you're aware of any hot topics on the agenda, but maybe a little catch-up since there was no meeting on the 4th.
Yeah, we've been having a few meetings. I mean, not city council meetings, but had a meeting, matter of fact, with the mayor yesterday. And we're talking about some progress that's happening in New Iberia that probably, maybe by next meeting, could be announced. We talked about it in the past. I tell you, they had some things working on a few people coming into New Iberia. So that's pretty exciting if we can let that happen, you know. And, you know, most of those new places on Amarillo, where they built by the sewer plant, they kind of all open. So, and you look at the CC's and the Domino's on Lewis Street, look like they're coming up pretty good. So, you know, I think in the next month, you'll see new places to go to and try out in the city.
What's, you know, the kind of climate you're hearing about as far as the community? I'm not sure if you're in any of those discussions, but what is attracting them to New Iberia versus maybe a little close to Lafayette, that Broussard-Youngsville area? I'd like to think the population has something to do with it.
Well, the population, but let me tell you, you know, we all talked about our sales tax, how this year is pretty much even, you know, 1% down versus last year. It's never enough for what we need to do, but I think that's what they look at. I mean, our growth is really not there. We lost people in the city. The parish kind of increased. But for some reason, Jeff, I think it's about the price of opening up in business in New Iberia versus Lafayette. It might be a lot less expensive to do so. A lot of inquiries, because you look in the last 3 to 4 years, nothing really changed in New Iberia. We got a couple of new schools that that we built, and so I don't know what it is. I mean, we'll take it, but I don't know what's the draw card, you know. I know they do have some things happen at the port that I know some of the rental properties that some of my friends have, people renting are working at the port. Of course, the port and the airport is two big draw cards to Iberia Parish and New Iberia, but that could be what it is. But I'm really not sure what it is. But you look around and see what's happened in the last 6 months or 1 year in New Iberia, it's more than happened in the last 8 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is, but we accept it, and we do everything trying to make it more easy for them to open a business in New Iberia. And you know what we get, Jeff, a lot? People want new businesses, but then they come back and say, man, what about the businesses that have been here?
Well, yeah, and I was going to follow up with that. I'm glad you led me to the water there.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to one prominent business owner in town and said, yeah, people are excited about this, but I've been doing this for a long time. And I know it's more a function of the administration, but, you know, you remember one of the first meetings with the new term, the mayor working with IDF or announcing a plan to work with IDF to do that survey with existing businesses. Are you aware of how any of those conversations are going?
Well, I can tell you one of the major businesses that will be coming into New Iberia is part of the IDF of what you just talked about. They are a big part into making this happen with Mike Tarantino. But, you know, and I have many meetings with the mayor. It's not, you know, at the city council meetings, but we have in his office. And that's the first thing I said. We can't give away the farm to bring in a business, because it's not fair to the ones that's been here that supported us all these years. So it's a fine line. You want them. They want you to do stuff for them. And what can you do without saying enough's enough? And I'm going to say that if this happens in the next week or two, the mayor really, we agreed that we're going to put a line, and this is all we're doing. We're not giving away the town for you to come here. We want you to come here, but you need to be part of the skin in the game.
Yeah, it's interesting when a lot of, and I hate to make it a political issue, but too often, you know, they suggest, hey, it's a free market.
Yeah.
So why the incentives? Why don't you let the free market play out?
I feel that way.
Yeah.
Now, if we need to do infrastructure, meaning if they need a bigger sewer line to meet their needs,
sure,
or water,
sure,
lines, or something with drainage, I'm for that, you know. But I'm not going to give away something that an existing business didn't have the opportunity to do. But I think there's some things that's coming up, as you mentioned, with existing businesses that IDF and them would be part of to do some kind of enhancement for them. Just like, you know, downtown when we had the historic district, there's some businesses down here that got some funding to upgrade their buildings, their facade, through grants or through dollars that the city worked hard to do. So we are having that, and Mike Tarantino is really good at that, but it's something new. And if this happens that we're talking about with this new business, this is the first time it ever happened in New Iberia. So it will be announced probably next week, I'm guessing, about it. So you're right, it is a fine line. I mean, I get it. Let me tell you, I had someone yesterday talk to me about, man, y'all gave Walmart everything for them to come in. First of all, we didn't. They had two abandoned streets that was dead end on Jefferson Terrace. And this is years ago, so, you know, it's not like it just happened, that that was given to the city by the owner of the property that we ended up giving to Walmart to enhance their parking lot. But it is a fine line because, you know, if you have the Walmarts and you have the Lowe's that decides to go on the south side of Highway 90, we get no tax dollars. People still go there. And we lose out totally.
Yeah, so I've said it before. I remember doing a story back when I was in HOMA still for the Bayou Business Review or whatever it was, and talking to a guy about the big boxes and their effect on mom and pops. And but one of the quotes was, the one thing worse than a Walmart or whatever in your town is them being just outside of your town.
Look, we had that when we were incorporated at Highway 14. That was the past administration. And the Lowe's was going on the outside of Highway 90. And that's not, what, an eighth of a mile, maybe? People were going there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did for them, we did enhance some infrastructure that they needed, but we didn't give them nothing. We just gave them service, and they came within the city. You're right. It's a tough situation when you look at exactly what you said about they come to Iberia Parish, but they're not going to come in the city. How much does that hurt the city? And the big boxes would really carry the load of the tax base. It's sad, but it's true. So you're right. So right now people are excited about the new businesses, but the ones that's here locally that's been here are not so excited.
Yeah. You know, getting back to Walmart, was there a reason they didn't tie those streets into their part? Did the city or did they not want access from Dale Street or –
No, it was them. You know the streets I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. To me, I thought that would have been a good entrance because right now if you try to get in on Justin Terrace or Amherst Doyle, it's kind of like a nightmare sometimes. A third entrance to me would have been ideal. I don't know why.
Yeah, I was kind of curious if it was a
That's city. The streets we're talking about.
Yeah. If they were concerned about the exit traffic onto Dale or something like that, if some of those people over there were concerned.
To my knowledge, because I was on a council back then, I don't ever remember that being an issue at all. So I don't know. I mean, maybe they don't like people coming to the backside of their building.
Anyway, it would be nice to find a way to develop that property, though.
Yeah, right? It's a nice property, too, you know. Well, they did develop a little law office just...
That's true now, yeah.
Just incorporate. But the deal is some of these properties are owned by families that just two things. They don't want to sell or they don't want to get rid of it because it's some kind of memory of their family history. That's really the cause of most properties when people won't sell. So you can't force them.
Gotcha. Anything else along the lines of economic development?
No, but one thing that we did send another letter to is you thought St. Peter Street was getting closer to be finished. Now, what they're doing, they're crossing over this drain lines from one side of the street to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So you think it would have got better. It's really getting worse. But it's progress. I mean, when it's finished, people will forget about this. Any reason I say that, I was behind somebody yesterday, and they were pumping their horn, but I couldn't do nothing because someone in front of me wasn't moving. But have a little patience. If the weather would really give us a break, I think they can move a lot faster. And it is a state project. Let's please remember that is being paid by tax dollars through the Baton Rouge, not through our local dollars, even though they go to Baton Rouge.
Sure.
But it's not the city doing it. People think the city is doing the project, and it's a state project. And
and I think the state at one point pulled the crews to job for
did.
A while, and
yeah.
you have no control over that.
Yeah.
But if weather cooperates, have they given you a timeline?
No,
not even.
And they can. If we want one, they'll give us one. But it doesn't mean anything.
Gotcha.
That's one thing you find that dealing with the state is kind of like on their schedule. But we appreciate it. Look, hey, it's a lot of money that we're getting that we wouldn't have gotten. It's going to improve drainage a lot and improve the road. So just a little patience. And I just see that all over town. They closed, I think, somewhere on Iberia or something yesterday. Clico is changing some electrical poles or something.
Actually, I think that's next week. Well,
I know
they scheduled something at Dale and Admiral Doyle for next week.
Oh, next week?
I think it's
Tuesday. They did something. Or somebody changed something off at Iberia 1 Street yesterday because
it may have been.
They called me anyway. I was like, Jesus, you know, you want progress, you want things to do, but sometimes you have to be inconvenienced. So have a little patience. I understand that it gets aggravating, but just have a little patience because that means progress is happening. Honestly, when traffic is being delayed, that means something good is happening. Just have a little patience because it seems like people are not having the patience of that they used to. And maybe it's because of the heat.
There you go. Maybe that's it. The press release we did get from the city yesterday was that Bank Avenue at East Admiral Doyle would be closed to both vehicular and pedestrian traffic beginning at 6 a.m. Tuesday the 18th.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean other work.
Something happened because I got a call.
I wonder if that was an emergency kind of situation.
Now, one thing is happening. We're having a meeting this afternoon at the chamber, I think this afternoon. We did a lot of survey, and you might start seeing some paint on some of these drainage boxes. The mayor came up with a diagram, and we talked about it. I said, look, we need to know where all the drainage boxes are, when the last time they were cleaned, be on a schedule versus a panic. And you're going to see that. And on Armadale and Jefferson Terrace now, a lot of work's been done since that flood about cleaning the lines, camering the lines, and a way to make sure the lines stay clean. So it's a process that is really going to work. I'm not saying that the drainage is going to be an improvement that you might not want, but it will be better. So it's something that could be in a system for us to know where to go clean, which one's been clean, and be on a schedule versus after it happens. I mean, it doesn't sound like an exciting thing, but it is a big deal. I mean, that you have a little information on when things are done in the city, because right now or in the past it's been done after you flood, you go clean it. It's kind of too late
You
know. So I think they got a system in play that's going to help these streets be able to drain quicker when the weather does show up. And so things are starting to change, Jeff. It's just a different way of doing business. You know, myself being in business and the mayor being in business, we kind of look at things totally different than just getting into office and doing day-to-day operation. We talk pretty much. We probably talk almost every day and how we think things can work better. And sometimes it's a change that some of the employees – or might not understand because it's always been a certain way all these years and we want to change things. But sometimes change is not bad. So have a little patience with this transition. I think it's been 7 months with the new administration or close to it. And there's a lot of changes happen that people don't really see or maybe not appreciate, but things are happening. And I think in the next 6 months to at least to the next October, a fiscal when I do our budget, you can see other changes, and this could be better. Honestly, But it's just a different way of doing business than it has been in the last 12 years.
Gotcha. You mentioned the chamber, and off air you were mentioning you were at the Eggs and Issues breakfast yesterday. Learn anything from our legislators?
It's kind of depressing. The truth hurts sometimes. But no, they were telling us about the session and relationships and about with the governor versus some of the House members. And as Mr. Barra and Mr. Miguez was there, and they both are Republicans, and then Terry Landry was there, and he's a Democrat, and how things change when last term the governor was a Republican, so they had to go through maybe Blake and Mr. Barra before he was Speaker to get things done. Now they got to go through Mr. Landry. It was just funny to listen to the story how they try to represent Acadiana, and they really do a good job. And Mr. Landry is just saying how it feels good that he can do more for this area. And he was defending on a while back, you might have read in the paper or you might even mention it, about some monies that was taken away.
In fact, I talked about that yesterday. Oh. Who was my guest yesterday that we were discussing? Oh, it was the parish council members, because tonight at the parish council meeting, they're going to ask the governor to reconsider the funding for the LA 3212 project.
And we're going to a meeting tonight, me and the mayor.
Oh, yeah?
About the dog.
Okay.
Dog stuff.
Well, what's your... We'll finish this thought.
And so anyway, he was saying that... Terry was saying that gave all the monies over the last year or two that the parish did get and told us not to panic. He really believes that... what the problem was is this project's been talked about, been designed, and nothing's happening. So the governor took it away because it wasn't ready to start. And it really is ready to start.
In fact, they're going to start with the money they have. The
right. So I think that information and that with Mr. Terry Landry and the speaker, I think is going to happen. Listening to them yesterday.
Gotcha.
So that's a good thing. But, you know, we have a lot of things that takes years to happen that if you don't use the money, I always say they're going to take it from you. And that's what they did. If we started the project, for sure, we wouldn't be in a situation. So it shows you that you better start working and quit fooling around when monies are given to you from the feds or from the state. And this could be a lesson learned, because that's what happened. Somebody sat on their hands and didn't make progress, and they took the money. But it looks pretty good. I mean, just
anyone we know who sat on their hands for 4 years? Maybe.
No, it could maybe. Use your own judgment. But, you know.
Did Mr. Barra speak of his future as the speaker? Did that come up at all? Because there's some speculation that he might be ousted of that post.
He's solid like a rock.
Okay. He didn't speak of it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just curious.
No, let me tell you. He's a good guy. He's a personal friend of mine. And I think in a situation, and Mr. Landry said it the best, Mr. Terry Landry, sometimes a certain person need to be in a certain situation at certain times, and this is it. His demeanor just makes it work. Most other people probably would have shot somebody. I hate to say that. But it wouldn't have been good, because it really got some heated discussion between the administration and a House and the Senate. He said as long as he's been there, he never saw so much tension than he ever saw. I mean, the Senate and the House, they just didn't do well together this year. And they worked on that. So I think the demeanor Mr. Barra had was what we needed this time for the state. But, no, I think he's solid like a rock, and I don't see him going nowhere.
It seemed like a natural, when it occurred a year ago, more than a year ago, as the previous session began in 2016. But just the way the session ended and that they had to have a special session basically to pass what they chose not to consider toward the end of the year, that's where a lot of those rumblings came from.
But he made sense. He was talking about Mr. Barra as a banker and knows about numbers and things of that sort. Is a lot of legislatures go there as a business person or as something that doesn't understand the way taxes, the way debt, the way things work. So it's not, it's very hard to explain to them the reason why you might have to do something. They look at it a different angle than some other people, and I think that's the problem. The understanding of the budget, the understanding of the mandates, the understanding of the taxes. So I think that's the problem. If you had more time and more money, of course, you wouldn't even be in this situation. But I think it's the understanding of the budget is more of a problem than trying to pass it, what I understood from the meeting yesterday.
Gotcha, gotcha. So what else is going on in and around town?
We're talking about the dog catcher?
Yes, thank you. The parish council to consider an intergovernmental agreement today.
Well, I got to talk to the mayor, if it was all right for me to talk to the council members about doing this, and I'll talk to each council member that represents the city about the dog catcher. The way this worked, Jeff, years ago, the Public Works had a dog catcher that did it. Then after that, we had an agreement with the parish. We worked with the parish with this dog catcher situation years ago. And then when we did the contract with the city, that we just threw that in the sheriff's department. That's no place for a dog catcher to be. We just did it, and Sid Hebert was, he said, "Well, I'll see what I can do, put it in there."
Sid was promising anything at that point, you know. Just give me the contract.
But yeah, I just want the contract. But it wasn't a situation where the sheriff's department should be a dog catcher. It doesn't happen nowhere.
Is that right? It's that unusual?
Yeah, normally it's Public Works.
Hmm, I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, a few places I call is Public Works. Or Humane, you know, something. It's not with the sheriff's department.
Got it. And even the parish does have an animal control department.
So it's a good fit, you know. I mean, that's what we need to start doing. And I have to say that the relationship with the council and the parish and the mayor and the parish president is better than I've ever seen it. Because we need to start doing things together. We pay taxes in the parish. We pay taxes in the city. We need to start doing services that can help each other out. I'm a big one about doing that. You know, everybody don't say consolidation word, but are you going to call it intergovernment agreement? But it's a service that we can get. I don't care what it is. If the parish and city can get together and make it more efficient for the taxpayers, let's do it. And this is just one little thing. You know, if we can get on board and make it efficient and make it cheaper for us, I mean, for the city residents, and get a service, let's do it. And I think I applaud the efforts because this happened pretty quick. And I was proud of the way the representatives of the city council, of the parish council that represents the city, came on board right away. Not one person disagreed with the idea. So we're getting pretty close that we can go ahead and see what kind of numbers we can afford to give them. And so tonight, me and the mayor are supposed to be going to the meeting to talk to them about it.
So the figure is undetermined right now?
Right.
Okay.
Now, we have some figures that we kind of talked about it, but it's undetermined because it has to be approved by the parish council and, of course, the parish president.
Will they be actively searching for stray dogs, or would this be more on a complaint basis driven?
Almost all the things on complaint.
Yeah.
You know, people just like, I'm going to tell you, we have a permit department that has, you know, a bunch of ordinances on the books. We really, honestly, people think we go out and search for the problems. Everything's almost called in. If someone has a problem or issue, they call in and we go take care of it or go address it. We really don't look for it. We don't go around town picking up dogs or go around town looking for tall grass or a house. People call it in and then we go in and to that request. And that's kind of how it is with the dog catcher, too.
I mean, yeah, and that's, I guess, important for residents to know that they shouldn't just sit and wait for the problem to be solved. If you've got an issue, make that call. Initiate it.
You know, just like we go around town and people about the street lights, you know, we pay for all the street lights and, you know, you might have 5% of them out. If you see one out, call City Hall. I mean, that's what it's about, and we'll take care of it. So we don't go around looking for burnt lights. We don't go around looking for stray dogs. We don't go around looking for tall grass. Most of them are driven by complaint.
Gotcha.
You know.
Gotcha. Anything else you want to discuss today?
No, it's just that.
Did you have a good 4th?
I worked. We worked Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and a Tuesday.
My goodness.
My son really worked the 4th. I'm telling you. Because I didn't, because I was
I find that hard to believe when I'm at the store getting whatever I'm buying at the store. I look to my right, and I said, that face looks familiar. on the cover of Louisiana Sportsman's Magazine.
Yes.
Dan Doyle looks like he's having a good time.
Let me just tell you. See, I represent this city pretty well, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That was last year, matter of fact.
That thing's been sitting on the shelf?
No, it just came out in July.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you a little story about that because one of my friends writes for Louisiana Sportsman, and I take
our mutual friend?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mention his name. Feel free if you
Pat
want.
Bonet.
Okay, I'm thinking of somebody else. Clay.
Yeah, he does too.
He does some but, same magazine?
Yeah, same magazine. And matter of fact, they used to own the station.
Oh,
KNR and KDEA.
I don't know.
KNR and KDEA.
I'm not sure what Donald's association with KANE was, though.
Well, it was in the same building.
KNIR and...
KDEA.
But that's not Kane.
No, not Kane.
Yeah.
I'm just at a radio station.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, it was right down
people,
the street.
Good people.
Good people. And so what I would do, he started writing, and every year I would take him out to take pictures of things at Marshall Island or wherever. So he can use in his reports or his stories. So what happened, we went out one day, and he wanted some platforms, some rigs, you know. So we went out there that day, I'm not going to lie. And we went out there, and it was a beautiful day. We started taking pictures. We started catching fish like I never caught before. It was last July 3rd. And so he said, let me take some pictures, and we took some pictures. And I'll never forget, if you see the picture, you see this have this old hat on I had. And that was my daddy's hat.
Mm.
My dad passed a few years ago. So he was taking pictures. He said, man, take that hat off. I said, no, it's my dad's hat. And he took it. And I think it was a great picture. And thank you for bringing it up because I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, they had people from New Orleans call, Texas call. And I appreciate that because it was a privilege to do that. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah.
He brought it to me. It's a July issue. And he brought it to me about a week before July and said, look what's on the cover.
There you go.
Pretty cool.
No, so, nice.
Yeah.
All I give you is a half an hour of radio time every other
week.
Yeah,
I mean. But yeah, my son, you know, he works for me. He's a big fisherman. He said, that shows you right there is who you know is not how you catch fish.
And sometimes good timing.
Yeah, it was good timing.
Being in the right
place. I appreciate
place.
That. It was a good thing. It was exciting for that to happen. All the years that I fished, I've been in Louisiana Sportsman, but never on a cover. Pretty cool.
I'm looking at their website, just wondering if there might be a reference to that cover story.
Probably. Matter of fact, I didn't realize, but you know, it's a statewide article and book. And when the people called me from Texas, I was like, Jesus Christ. But maybe they picked it up at a Buc-ee's or something. I don't know. You ever went to Buc-ee's?
No.
Really? You know what I'm talking about?
Not a clue.
It's a big, big gas station. They got a bunch of them going in Texas. And they were trying to put one in Baton Rouge a while back, and somehow it didn't happen. But, yeah, it was exciting. But, I'm going to try to do maybe some fishing this weekend. But... have a little more time. My wife retired, so
yeah, nice.
From work,
nice.
Yeah. So it gives us a little more time to do things, you know.
Gotcha.
But remember that school is be coming up in August. Those kids are gonna
about
be going back to
away.
School. Yeah, and 4 weeks. Oh, the fourth. And my
is
birthday's
the third. Fourth?
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Man. And so just be careful because right now they got children everywhere that's playing in the streets. And I told you the other day I hit a basketball ball, huh? Crossing the road, somebody was playing in the street.
Is that right?
Yeah. So just be careful. Have a little patience because those kids are everywhere right now. And one thing about it, I think I was telling it to the mayor yesterday that July was probably going to be a good month for taxes because of people going starting to buy all the school supplies and stuff. So maybe we'll get to an even break after this month.
There you
that's
go.
That's exciting. That's a big deal because we haven't been in this kind of shape in a while, and it's if we can be even in August, that would be pretty great for the citizens and for us, for our budget. You know, get more things done.
There you go. I just commandeered the a digital picture of the cover of the magazine. So as I upload this conversation onto our website, that photo will be attached to it. And hopefully
we'll have a signing one day next week.
There you go. There you go. Dan, anything else before we let you go?
No, I appreciate it, Jeff. Just have a safe weekend, and we'll see you. I'm sure we'll have a good meeting in 2 weeks because of a city council meeting next week.
All right.
Thank you, man.
You bet. Always a pleasure.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.